Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am pleased to welcome back Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel out of New Zealand. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks so much for having me once more.
Yeah, well, you're a weekly thing here.
I know. It's great. I love being here. So, long may I continue.
Well, and you know what? We were talking off air about the fact that this week, probably for the first week, and I'm not sure how many months we've been doing this, but for the first week in a long, long time, it's all good news straight across the board. And that's pretty exciting for the travel industry and pretty exciting for crew as well.
Yeah, pretty much so. It seems strange to actually bring positive news because unfortunately travel and COVID, they're not a great mix, let's be honest. And so it can be quite negative. But no, yeah, we've got good news this week. So hopefully seafarers are going to see the benefit from it.
Well, Qatar Airways, what's going on there?
Yeah, so Qatar Airways this week have announced that they've set up a dedicated lounge for seafarers and offshore workers at Hamad International Airport. The new Mariner Lounge is located on the second level of the duty-free plaza at the international airport, only a short walk from the gates and other facilities. The lounge features an international selection of food and beverages, high-speed Wi-Fi, shower facilities, a television area, reading materials, and a business centre, all of which is complimentary to any seafarer with valid documentation travelling with Qatar Airways. Qatar Airways have repatriated over 150,000 seafarers during the COVID pandemic, and it's great to see an airline recognising the importance of seafarers, obviously during what is an extremely difficult time travel-wise for them.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? I don't think, you know, especially because we're in yachting, but when we're talking about seafarers, throughout the entire lockdown period, the only reason many countries got supplies, food, etc., was because of seafarers. I mean, you know, things had to be shipped, period. That's it. And we all kind of survived as a result of that. And there was quite a kickback because I don't know if you saw on social media, there are still seafarers out there that aren't getting paid, that haven't managed to get home. They've been working straight for 9 months and they haven't had a crew replacement. So it's pretty rough out there for the maritime workers in general.
It is. It's really tough times for them. I know, there's still crew out there who have been on board for 11 months, which is just crazy, from a physical and a mental health well-being, that can't be good whatsoever. And for whatever reason, they're still there, whether it's that they can't get crew on to relieve them or they can't get back to their countries or whatever. So it is really tough times. And I think also the thing that we have to try and remember, I know in the UK or whatever, they had the clap for the healthcare, which is great. And, it's certainly well deserved. And I think seafarers, sometimes they get a little bit lost and forgotten about in this whole pandemic and what they've actually done and what they've brought to the table. You know, without these people, life wouldn't have been able to carry on. So, we have really got to be thankful for these people and what they're doing for us.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, what is Emirates doing now?
Yeah, so Emirates, they've now started to offer a free hotel stay to any passenger with a layover in Dubai for between 10 and 24 hours. The benefits will be open to any passenger ticking the box, regardless of what class of ticket you are traveling on. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be in business class. If you've got an economy ticket, you're still going to be valid for it. The offer will be live for any passenger traveling from December the 1st, and it's regardless of whether it's a new booking or an existing booking that's already in place. The only criteria is that the best connection time available to the passenger ticks the right box. Basically, that means you won't be eligible if you have a 10-hour connection booked, but there was a flight also that leaves to your destination, say, with only a 4-hour connection. The airline is offering a one-night stay in a 4- or 5-star hotel. However, there is more to the deal on offer as well. Eligible passengers will also benefit from airport transfers, meals at the hotel, and even a visa on arrival where it is required. However, some may not be able to leave Dubai Airport for a range of reasons. For example, a passenger will not be eligible if they arrive in Dubai without a negative PCR test. Emirates have stated, though, in this case, if they can't get out to a hotel, they will be gifted access to the Emirates Lounge in Dubai to make the stopover a bit more comfortable.
That's amazing. It's almost worth just traveling to Dubai to go to... to be put up in a 5-star hotel overnight.
Exactly right. I mean, they're talking 4- or 5-star. They're not, they're not scrimping, that's for sure. And, you know, and it sounds like they're going to include meals and all sorts as well. So it's, yeah, definitely a great incentive again for seafarers, because the thing as well is what people sort of don't realize is with the pandemic, and obviously the schedule is greatly reduced. So whereas you used to be able to maybe get a connection through Dubai with only a 2-hour layover, you know, we are seeing people having to stop over for, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16 hours. Yeah. And then obviously you have to add the cost of a hotel on. So it starts to skyrocket your travel, especially with how difficult flights are to get as well. So for Emirates to offer this, you know, it is a real incentive for people to travel.
And what's going on with Australia now? It sounds like things are starting to move a little bit better with them as well.
Yeah, it's still tough times with Australia, I'm not going to lie. You know, we're looking at flights November, December, January, you know, and it is hard going. You know, there's no two ways about it. But the Australian government this week have announced a further 9 repatriation flights, which will operate in December and January. This will consist of 2 from London, 2 from Frankfurt, 1 from Paris, 3 from Delhi, and 1 from Chennai. To apply for one of the repatriation flights, you will need to register your details on the following website. It's www.covid19.dfat.gov.au. I have again spoken to the Department of Foreign Affairs, who have advised that priority will be given to the most vulnerable. However, if you have been lucky enough to get a seat on one of the repatriation flights, you will be contacted by email on the address you gave when registering. The airfares are going to be set at commercial rates, with loans through the Department of Foreign Affairs available to those who need assistance. So if you are worried about the cost of the ticket, there is assistance out there for you. The government have also announced they're engaging closely with state and territory authorities to increase quarantine capacity in major airports. They're also looking at options to open up more airports to receive more Australians back from overseas, as there is still a reported 36,000 still stranded.
Now, are they still paying for quarantine when they get back to the country?
Unfortunately, so, yeah, especially seafarers, you're still going to be looking around about $3,000 Australian dollars when you arrive to pay for your quarantine.
And so that's even seafarers, because I think straight across social media, I've been seeing that seafarers were exempt from that quarantine.
No, well, we've seen that seafarers have had to pay. From what I understand, you can apply for an exemption to the quarantine costs. In all honesty, I don't know any that have been successful. That's not to say that they haven't been. But yeah, I don't personally know of any that have been successful in applying for the exemption and getting it.
Right. Well, you'll provide that information. We'll provide that information below this interview for them, the link that they need to go to, just
yeah,
so they have it.
Will.
But some good news coming out of Virgin Airlines.
Virgin, so they're going to launch a new testing trail on its route to Barbados, Antigua and Grenada. Previous weeks, we've spoken about United Airlines doing the same, and British Airways and American Airlines. We spoke about last week with the testing trial. So Virgin is going to start from December the 9th, and it's going to be for 6 weeks. The VS-186 on December the 9th will be the first to take part in the testing trial. On this flight, all passengers will need to take a free rapid COVID-19 test before boarding. And it goes without saying, obviously, that the result must be negative. The test will be carried out at Heathrow Terminal 2 pre-departure testing facility. These tests usually cost passengers £80. However, they will be free to passengers booked on the selected flights.
One thing that I find very interesting is there's people starting to complain about, you know, certain countries implementing these tests, but it's not just one country. It's many countries that are saying before you can enter our borders, you have to have a test, whether it be 72 hours, 48 or 24, can't be 24, 48 or 72 hours is pretty much the norm. Do you think that's going to be straight across the face of the planet in you know, maybe in the next 6 months?
I think so. I can't see any other way they're going to do it, to be honest with you. I mean, I know we're getting rumors of a vaccine going to be coming soon. Even with the vaccine, I feel we're going to be needing to see this just to try and get quarantine down, or the, you know, the borders to reopen. It just seems the most logical way to do it.
Yeah, so it's not any individual country. It's pretty much straight across the board, which is safe. I mean, it really is just safety.
Exactly right. And also, it was either this week or last week that the CEO of Qantas Airlines has said that once they start international travel again, because at the moment they're not doing any, but as soon as they do, they want everybody to fly once the vaccine's out there. If they've not had the vaccine, they can't fly on the airline. So, you know, there's lots going to be going on, I think, in the next 6 to 12 months with airlines and countries, with borders and what you can and can't do. So, you know, there's going to be lots of changes still about for people who want to travel.
Not sure I like that whole concept. You can't fly without the vaccine. That's taking things a little bit too far for me.
I totally agree. You know, you're taking away people's rights a little bit there, aren't you, and freedom. So it's, I did comment on it on my social media. It's an interesting concept, which I would imagine is going to spark a lot of debate.
Yeah, well, I don't mind taking the test because I completely believe in that. I think everybody should be tested before they get on a plane. But I think forcing people to inject themselves is something completely different. And, you know, that's invasive. A test that sort of, you know, a test is something different for sure. Yeah. But rather than get controversial, you know, so unlike me to be controversial, really.
We'll have to do an after-hour show or something.
We had crew questions this week. What's going on there?
Yeah, we did. We received an email in from Mike this week who wanted to know whether the ban on citizens from Europe traveling to USA has been lifted. At this moment in time, the travel ban for non-seafarers traveling from Europe and the UK has not been lifted, unfortunately. And you currently cannot enter if you have been in or transited within Europe and the UK in the preceding 14 days prior to your planned arrival in the USA. However, for seafarers who hold a valid B1, B2 or a C1D visa, you are still allowed entry into the USA for work purposes. Now, for Mike, there are rumours circulating that the ban is likely to be lifted within the next couple of weeks. And obviously, as soon as we hear anything concrete, we will bring it to you on the show first.
Wonderful. Well, once again, Lee, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. And it's good to hear some good news for a change.
It is. You know, it does. It feels a lot positive. You know, it brings a smile to my face. Probably next week we'll be down in the dumps again and it'll all be horrible. But, you know, just for 1 week, we're going to enjoy it for the 1 week.
Okay, well, I shouldn't end it on a bad note, but everything is still planning on going ahead for Heathrow Airport as far as strikes over the Christmas period.
As far as I'm aware, they're still going ahead. I haven't heard any different. I will check if there is any difference. I'll put it up on my social media. And again, we can also talk about it on the show.
Brilliant. Well, once again, if you want to know everything that is going on by the second almost, head on over to LinkedIn and follow Lee Harris. We'll provide the link underneath here as well. I don't even know how many times per day you post, but every day there's one after the other of what's going on in the travel world. And it's good to, especially when people are taking a look to the seafarers are taking a look to go over to the Caribbean right now with seasons changing. So thank you for that. Thank you for being on top of everything and letting us know constantly.
No problem at all. Like we said earlier, you know, it's tough times for seafarers. So, you know, it's literally all I'm doing is just posting what's out there, you know, but if people are seeing it and, you know, it's giving them some comfort or peace of mind or whatever, then, you know, it's all good.
Brilliant. Well, thank you again, Lee, and glad to have you back.
Thanks ever so much for having me once more.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in for another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.